Good afternoon, Board Member's Office. May I help you?
It's that kind of voice you could tell is smiling on the other end, with the kind of warmness that can disarm a frustrated caller. And it's usually the first sound you'll hear when trying to reach the Duval County School Board office. That voice is School Board Secretary Bonnie Cole.
I've always tried to remember that while I may have 15 to 20 calls a day like that, that's the most important thing to them at that moment is their child and the issue they're having with their child. And I try to keep that in mind.
But come November, parents and staff won't hear that voice anymore at the other end of the school board office phone. After 42 years, 11 school superintendents, and 47 school board members, Bonnie Cole is retiring. And it won't be just any retirement. For many who've worked here in Duval Schools, it's kind of the end of an era.
That I really think you ought to write a book. After, you know, get a little ways away, make sure everybody you love is gone, and then you ought to write a book, because probably nobody has the historical knowledge that you have.
You see, Bonnie's literally grown up in Duval County Public Schools. Right after graduating from Terry Parker High School, she took her first job in the district's General Services Department at the age of 17. From there, it was on to the district's legal services and eventually a position as the school board's first full-time secretary.
Almost like I've been in school my whole life.
She's watched the district grow, the classes evolve, the technology advance, and the meetings increase. At her desk, she walks me through an album full of polyester-clad superintendents and big-haired school staff.
A few years back.
The ghosts of school boards past. And yes, she does have favorites, but...
That'll be my little secret. I love them all.
And how do the school board and staff feel about her? District 4 board member Paula Wright.
Bonnie is a mix between a super mom and a cool big sister. You know what I mean? So she's that combination because she's friendly, she's funny, but she's very knowledgeable, and she's very focused on her work.
Right, and more than a dozen board members, past and present, surprised Bonnie with a presentation during the last school board meeting. Flowers, tears, and all.
There isn't a time that you could call Bonnie Cole, any of us, and you weren't there and gave us whatever we needed, no matter what it was.
And while she can field as many as 30 or 40 calls on any given day, there's a lot more to it. Keeping board member calendars, organizing meetings, helping with projects, workshops, and superintendent searches. And parents with questions have Bonnie to thank for getting quicker answers from their elected officials. She's credited with developing a more efficient online system for responding to community inquiries.
It's not just you go to work, you type, you file, you go home at the end of the day, and what have you really done? I feel like that I've hopefully made a positive contribution to the boards and superintendents over the years. And more importantly, helping the parents.
And her advice for those who still have many years ahead in Duval's school system? Seize every opportunity you're given.
The opportunity's there. You have to take advantage of it. No one can do it for you. You have to do it yourself.
As for Bonnie, after 42 years of service, she'll be taking advantage of a well-deserved break. Rama Thompson, WJCT News.